Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello, hello.
What shall we discuss?
Well, first of all, how to create a reality that's not killing me.
Very well. What are you creating?
Okay, I missed that, right? I missed your last couple words.
What are you creating?
I'm creating everything I don't want. I'm creating a total financial situation of lack, complete financial inability on my behalf. In other words, I just cannot manage to create what I need to survive or what I want to survive or need to survive. That's the big key.
Very well. And in this, what is the situation that you have created?
Well, actually, I've created a situation, believe it or not, of homelessness on my behalf. Not myself. I'm married. My wife has still got a roof over her head, but I'm actually, I've got a roof allotted to me in homeless shelter. And of course, that's not what I want. That's not my goal. I created it, but I want out of it, and I'm in a situation at my age and et cetera where I have to start creating some decent sums of money to get myself back on my feet. I can't do it penny wise. I urgently need some acquisitions, an automobile, a place, like I say, a place to live, and et cetera. And I have to be able to start making money flow. That's it, right there.
Very well. And the first direction is to begin trusting yourself and to be generating a different type of energy. Now,
okay.
What have you been doing that has created this situation?
What have I been doing?
Yes.
Well, I was working a job, and I was working, and I'm a musician, too. And that is my big passion and my big love, and I would want to do music now instead of, I had a sales job for quite a while. And I won't say a total failure at it, because I could have been a big success at it, but I hated it, to be honest with you. And I wanted out of it. I just wanted to perform music. And so what happened was, in last February, four or five months ago, everything fell apart from me. My car went dead on me. I had no money. I had no sales. I had no music gigs to play. And it just totally disintegrated, and I was like in a state of complete destitution, helplessness. And I explained that to Mary, and here's where I'm at right now talking to you.
It is important to understand what you were doing and to understand the process that you were creating to allow you to understand how to generate differently and therefore create differently. For individuals, many times create situations that are very uncomfortable and subsequently question what occurred or why they created that, when if the individual was genuinely paying attention to what they were doing, they would have viewed the process that they were creating, and therefore it would be more understandable to them to recognize and what they have created in an uncomfortable situation. Now, you began in expressing that you were engaging an employment that you were very uncomfortable with, and that you wanted to disengage that employment.
Right.
Now, in this, there are significant factors. For many individuals, create an employment situation in which they are uncomfortable and they are distressed and they are unhappy, and they also may incorporate very strong beliefs and associations with responsibility, and therefore would not necessarily allow themselves to voluntarily stop with their employment, and therefore
right.
they will create another avenue that will generate the same outcome, in which they may be dismissed, or they may be expressed by a supervisor that they are no longer needed, but they will create some avenue in which they will accomplish what their energy is generating. This is a significant element, for your energy can be likened to a very powerful magnet, but this magnet...
Yeah? Did I lose you?
No.
No.
This magnet...
Okay.
Does not distinguish between good or bad, or comfortable or uncomfortable. It merely attracts whatever matches it. Therefore, in the example of the employment, your energy does not distinguish between what accomplishment will be comfortable or uncomfortable. It merely seeks to match what you are projecting. And if you are projecting that you are very uncomfortable and that you do not want to engage this employment any longer, your energy will move in a direction to accomplish that regardless of what method is engaged. Therefore, you lose your employment. Now.
Oh, yeah, that sounds perfectly right.
Now, when that occurs, you already were projecting an energy of dissatisfaction. You were already projecting an energy of being uncomfortable and in being distressed with yourself and with your situation. Therefore, you create an event such as being dismissed from your employment, which reinforces that energy, and it validates to you, yes, I was correct, now I am even more distressed.
That's terrible.
Then, once you have reinforced that energy, you begin creating more and more validations of how dissatisfied you are and how uncomfortable you are. And your vehicle breaks. And you begin creating conflicts with other individuals. And you do not allow yourself to create other employment. And you continue in this pattern and in this cycle of moving more and more and more in the direction of what you do not want. And the reason is that you are focusing upon the importance of what you dislike. Individuals pay attention to what is important to them. and importance is not synonymous with good. For you can generate a significant importance in relation to what you dislike and what is uncomfortable. An individual can experience a physical pain, and that pain will become important for the discomfort of that pain and the want to eliminate it becomes important, therefore the dislike becomes important. And when the dislike becomes important, the individual is paying attention to the dislike and therefore reinforces it and continues to create it. Therefore, this is a significant factor in what you have been creating. You are opposing yourself. You are fighting with yourself. You are concentrating upon what you do not like and what is uncomfortable, and therefore your energy seeks whatever matches that. And you create more and more and more discomfort. Now, I will express to you that it is not unusual for individuals to continue to create in this manner until they approach a point in which they are so frustrated and so distressed that they give up. Now, the point of giving up is the point of power.
Wow.
For when you stop fighting, when you stop opposing, when you give up and you express, I cannot do this any longer, and it matters not, that is the point of your power, for that is the point in which you can begin to change your energy. What you have done is you have created a significant ratio of energy that is heavily weighing in the direction of distress, discomfort, and dissatisfaction. Now, it is a matter of shifting that ratio in the other direction of satisfaction, comfort, and appreciation, and beginning to express those factors. I recognize that initially this can be difficult. But the key element is energy. This term I will express to you to hold in the forefront of your attention. Hold to this word, energy, for that is what is fueling all that is occurring. Now, in this, the first step is to begin acknowledging and to begin focusing upon accomplishments. I recognize that you incorporate a perception that you are not accomplishing anything presently, but that is in actuality incorrect. Now, a significant point of this also is that what you are doing, or what you have been doing, and to an extent are continuing to do now, is creating a generalization of an association. The association is, I am dissatisfied, I am uncomfortable. The generalization of that is, I am continuously uncomfortable and dissatisfied, and I am not accomplishing in any form. Now, when you generate this type of generalization, you do not notice any of the moments in which you actually are not uncomfortable, or in which you actually are accomplishing. You override any of those moments, and you do not notice them, for you incorporate this general perception that all that occurs in your reality is bad. Now, this is where we begin. For in recent time framework, you did choose to create an action that allowed you to begin accomplishing. You are not acknowledging that yet, but this is the beginning point. For when you begin to acknowledge what you are accomplishing, it allows you to accomplish more. Remember, it is energy, and therefore what you want to attract in energy is to be more successful. The manner in which you do that is to acknowledge what you are being successful in, and to pay attention to the energy that you are projecting. Regardless of what you are doing, it is important for you to pay attention and to move in expressions of accomplishment, of success. And in that, you can begin in acknowledging yourself that you chose to engage a direction of connecting with other individuals. That was an initiating step. That was an accomplishment. Now, when you accomplished connecting with other individuals, you immediately began accomplishing more. For you accomplished creating support. And
I see that.
When you accomplished creating support, you also accomplished creating an avenue for yourself to engage conversation with myself, which was another accomplishment. Another accomplishment is that in engaging conversation with myself, you are offering yourself more information and a new direction to proceed within. I am aware that when I express exercises for individuals, generally speaking, those individuals are experiencing dire situations. And in those situations, their perception of the exercises is, for the most part, that they are simplistic and ridiculous and how will this solve my problem?
Uh-huh.
But the point, once again, is energy.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the exercises are successful, for they are influencing and changing the energy that the individual is expressing. And within a relatively short time framework, that begins to generate fruition in increments, in which the individual begins to create more of what they want. Now, I will express to you, this is dependent upon you, for I have offered information to individuals that choose not to listen or choose not to implement what I suggest. And when they do not, they continue in the pattern that they have created in that familiarity. And they become frustrated, for they are not accomplishing, and they have not created this tremendous alteration of their reality. But when the individual generates a genuine openness and a willingness to apply the information and the suggestions, the reality begins to change. Therefore, the first direction is to genuinely allow yourself to begin acknowledging what you are accomplishing, rather than continuing to focus your attention upon what you do not have or what you do not want. Allow yourself to begin acknowledging yourself in what you are doing and what you are accomplishing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is not entirely what you want yet, there must be a beginning point.
Right.
And in that, it is a matter of allowing yourself to practice relaxing. Your energy is extremely tense. Your energy is extremely tight. It would be very beneficial to you to begin practicing with allowing yourself to relax, to stop projecting in what you should do or what you should not do or what you must do or what you have to do. Stop. What you are doing in all of that is merely incorporating a considerable volume of time thinking and not actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
You can incorporate a considerable amount of time in projecting and thinking, and in that you do not use time efficiently. You spend it thinking and not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to be incorporating your music, correct?
Absolutely.
Begin there.
Mm-hmm.
I would express to you, begin by allowing yourself to play. begin by allowing yourself to do it. Regardless of whether you are connecting with an engagement or not, the point is to begin generating actions and paying attention in a different manner. When you engage what you genuinely enjoy, it is not work. And when you engage what you genuinely enjoy and you genuinely appreciate, you are expressing an energy of appreciation. When you are not concerning yourself with it, you create a very different type of energy, which allows you to move in increments more and more in the direction of what you want in engaging it and also creating money. But it is a matter of engaging your music in a different manner. Not engaging it with the main objective to be creating money, but to be engaging your music from the perspective of enjoying what you are doing, appreciating what you are doing and your creativity, and sharing that with other individuals, and allowing yourself the satisfaction, this is an important word, of engaging what you enjoy and what you appreciate, and sharing that with other individuals, and acknowledging that satisfaction within yourself, rather than moving in the direction of not being satisfied, for you are not generating money. When money becomes the focal point of what you are doing, you create obstacles, and you create large obstacles. I am understanding that in your reality, money is important. But when it is the focal point of whatever you are doing, you create a block and you create much more difficulty in generating it. When it is not the focal point of what you are doing, you create it easily. For you are generating an energy of appreciation, of creativity, of enjoyment, and of abundance. When you are engaging your music and not incorporating this cloud of money over it, you can actually generate that satisfaction of your music and your creativity and the abundance of tones and feelings that you are expressing with it, and the abundance that you have to share with it with other individuals. In that, you create a very different energy. And that begins to move you in more of a direction of what you want.
Right.
I would also express to you that in practicing relaxing and in practicing focusing upon accomplishments, successes, what is comfortable, and what is enjoyable to you, it will help you to be more focused upon you. A significant problem in your situation has been you projecting your attention to other individuals and what they are doing. And giving your power of direction to them. Rather than directing yourself, you have been projecting your attention to other individuals and allowing them to be directing of you. In this, you also reinforce frustration and irritation, for you feel powerless. And that becomes frustrating. And the more frustrated you become, or the more irritated you become, the more you allow other individuals to be directing of you. The more you become subject to other individuals. When you allow yourself to express you in a calm and confident perception of yourself, other individuals respond very differently. When you are discounting and being harsh with yourself and opposing yourself and fighting with yourself, you reflect that in other individuals. And they will be harsh, and they will be discounting, and they will be conflicting, or they will be defensive. They are all opposing energies. Therefore, it is a matter of practicing with moving yourself into a position inwardly in which you are acknowledging yourself, you are trusting yourself more, and therefore are expressing a calmer and more confident energy, which will be reflected in a very different manner by other individuals. Now, I will also express to you, I am aware that when an individual such as yourself creates such a severe discounting of themselves and such a lack of trust in themselves and their ability, it may be challenging to merely express that you trust yourself. And in most likelihood, it would not be genuine. You may be expressing that, but more in the form of an affirmation than an actual genuine expression that you trust yourself. Therefore, I will offer you a temporary suggestion. In this, if you cannot trust yourself yet, perhaps you can trust my energy and what you perceive to be the universe?
Oh, I have to ask you a question, Elias.
Yes.
Okay. Because you said your energy. Now, for several months, I have been laying in bed at night before I go to sleep, and I'm seeing these incredible blue energy fields. I mean, these morphing, beautiful, too. And I mean, vivid, and I can even see with my eyes open now. And now there's some dark red mixed in there, too, but it's basically blue, electric blue, beautiful stuff. I don't know, is that me? What is that right there?
That is my energy.
That's your energy.
I have been connecting with you and offering an encouraging energy to you, knowing that you have been creating considerable distress. The red energy is your energy.
It's my energy. Oh,
yes.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
That energy is your acceptance of my energy. It is a display of your acceptance of my energy.
So how do I treat your energy? What do I do specifically do in relationship to your energy?
No. That it is present. And in knowing that it is present, when you view my energy or when you feel my energy, allow yourself to remember this is a supportive energy. Whatever I am doing in this present moment, I know I am supported, and therefore I can choose what to do in this moment, whether it be a moment in which you are frustrated or you are exhausted or you are uncomfortable or a moment in which you are noticing that you are comfortable or a moment in which you are noticing that you are acknowledging yourself. In any of these expressions, when you notice my energy, it may serve as a reminder to you, if you are discouraged, that I am present expressing to you, you are accomplishing. I am reminding you. And if you are noticing that you are acknowledging yourself, I am present expressing a validation to you.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing right there. Okay, can I ask you some other questions, Elias?
You may.
Can I ask you some other questions, please?
Yes, you may.
Oh, okay. Where's my orientation? Common, soft, intermediate?
Common.
Common, okay. And my wife's orientation. I've got a hunch on this.
And your impression?
Soft.
Correct.
It is correct.
Yes.
I'll be darned. That's amazing, because I guess that's the root of all of our conflicts. And my wife is exactly the person that you say described as soft in sessions, transcripts, where she's continuously interacting with other people. That is a drive for her, like an obsession. She's had many, many lovers. She has never stuck with one guy. She's definitely soft, and I thought she was soft. Okay. I'll be darned. And what is my essence name, Elias?
Essence name.
Yes.
Nambuli. N.
Okay, I have to write that down right there. Can you please spell that for me?
Yes. N.
N.
A.
A.
M.
M.
Yes.
Yeah.
B.
me.
Yes. You.
You.
L.
L.
I.
Nambuli.
Yes.
Okay, and my wife, Esther's name?
Essence name.
My wife.
I am aware. Simara. S.
Simara, that's beautiful.
S.
She's a beautiful woman, too. Go ahead, please spell that for me.
S.
I. S.
I.
I. Yeah.
M.
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 A.
A.
R.
R.
A.
Shimara?
Yes.
Shimara.
Yes.
Shimara. That's a beautiful name there. Shimara. Okay. I'll be darned. And Elias, I know you don't like crystal ball questions right here, but I have a very important question. Is there a chance of me staying together with my wife? And then you don't answer this if you don't want to, but is there a chance of me staying together with her?
Is there a potential? Yes, but that would depend upon your energy.
On my energy?
Yes.
But there is a potential?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know right there. Okay, she is soft. That's amazing, because I thought she was soft, and you said soft.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing right there. That is absolutely amazing. I have a question for Sharae.
Very well.
So, you know the essence of Michael, of derelict, Sharae. I have a question for him. He asked me to ask you this question. He wants to know what his position in life is. He does not know what his position in life is.
I would express that you may express to this individual that is a very general question.
And that's what I thought.
And that if the individual wants to present a more specific question,
yeah,
that would be acceptable.
Okay, great, great. I thought, I had a hunch on your answer on that right there, too, by the way. So that's what I expected right there, with that answer right there. And I have a question for you, Elias, about my mother. She passed away 3 years ago, my dearest mother. And I, is there anything I can know about her? How is she doing?
This is a very common question. I will express to you that she is well and that she is not engaging transition yet. She is creating objective imagery that is very similar to your reality and is quite enjoying what she is creating. I've expressed many times to other individuals, when an individual disengages, they generally do continue to create objective imagery that appears very similar to what they were engaging within physical focus. They do not generally remember their death for a time framework. But even when they do remember their death, they may choose to continue to be creating objective imagery, for it is fun. And they understand that they can manipulate it much easily and much more freely than they necessarily did within physical focus. Also, whatever method they incorporated to generate the choice of death will not necessarily be included in their imagery. for, generally speaking, the individual creates the image of themselves in a general age. Regardless of your age, you each incorporate a perception of a general age of yourself. And that is the image that individuals create in their objective imagery subsequent to death. Therefore, I would express that at this point, she does remember her death and is choosing to continue to create physical imagery, objective imagery, for she has also recognized that she can manipulate that in interesting manners, and that is creating quite a curiosity.
I'll be darned. Okay, I have another question for you, Elias. If it's okay.
Yes.
Okay, regarding my wife, and I hope this doesn't go in the transcript, but I have to ask you a question regarding my wife. If you don't want to answer the question, I understand, but 3 years ago, a few months after we got married, I think my wife did something, got involved with another man for a short period of time right there, and she really, really hurt me, but she denies it. Now, is she lying about that right there?
No.
Pardon me?
No.
I missed your answer.
She is not.
Pardon me, I can't hear you quite.
No, she is not.
She's not lying.
Correct. I will express that she did involve herself briefly in somewhat of an emotional connection with another individual, but she did not engage in actions that you think.
No, she didn't get in a sexual thing with the guy.
Correct. No.
And, okay, did she have a rendezvous with him? Did she go somewhere with him? Did she go on a date with him or a few dates?
I would not identify that as dates. I would express that she recognized the connection with another individual.
Yeah.
And that it was merely an allowance to be interacting with an individual that she incorporated a connection with.
Okay, now this is amazing what you're telling me. But she did not go with him somewhere or meet him somewhere at a rendezvous or dinner or whatever.
Not in the capacity of any romantic expression.
Okay, I understand that right there. But my question is, did she actually meet this individual, go somewhere to meet him, or go somewhere with him, or anything in that direction?
Did she incorporate a meeting? Yes.
A meeting?
A rendezvous? No.
Huh. Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. A meeting, yes. Because she claims that the meeting took place in the house where we were living. That it wasn't an actual date or anything like that.
Correct.
But it wasn't on more than one occasion.
Yes. Briefly.
Yes, briefly. Okay. Two occasions, three occasions, can you tell me, Elias?
And what is the significance of this?
Because I want to, see, I want to stay with my wife, and I want to have this out in the open for my own self, so that I'm not feeling any pain from it. That's the significance.
And what is...
She basically lied to me.
And how do you define that she lied to you?
because she denied that she met this individual. She said she met him one time.
I would express to you, my friend, she is not doing to you. I would also express you are doing to you. And I would also express to you that it is not a matter of that she is hurting you, or that she, or that she is being untruthful with you. It is more a matter, once again, of your energy. You are expressing a suspicious energy, and you are justifying that by expressing to myself that this is significant, for you want this to be in the open. No, you want to justify yourself.
Right.
And in that, you want to blame.
Right.
That is not being open. That is a camouflage for an underlying motivation which is opposing. And you express to myself that you want to continue in your relationship with your partner.
Right.
And I expressed to you that this would depend upon you. And if your initial direction is to be moving in an expression of energy of opposing and suspicion and blame and justification, I would express to you presently that is not the direction to accomplish what you want.
That would be dangerous, huh?
I would express so.
Okay, well, I just wanted another one question because it is not my preference.
But I responded.
Pardon me?
But I responded, and I expressed to you that she did not incorporate a liaison with this individual, and that she did not incorporate a romantic encounter with this individual, and in your terms, she did not incorporate a dating situation.
Okay, good. That's great to hear. I'm glad to hear that right there.
But you do not believe it.
No, I believe it. I'm standing here, I believe that. Okay, you say it, I believe it, I take it completely. Because I have no doubt about what you're saying. Nothing now, because you said a few things to me that are so real, and so, I'm 100% true believer of what you're saying.
Very well.
And I wanted to clarify that one question because that's been a point of an argument with us for a long time. So now I understand what has transpired.
And now, in this situation, once again, you can let it go.
Let it go.
You can give up.
Yeah.
And stop generating the opposing energy. And stop fighting.
Okay, I get that right there. I get that totally right there. We can change the subject on that right there.
Very well.
Okay, do I have an essence color alias?
Yes.
I guess I do. What would you say my essence color is? It's not the red, is it?
No, that would be your focus color.
My focus color.
And what would your impression be as to your essence color?
Yeah, this is a tough one. Is there a chance it is gold? No, huh?
Yellow.
It's yellow. Am I gold? Do I belong to gold?
Belonging? Yes.
I do. I'll be darned, and a friend of mine told me that too, that I am gold. It's an emotional thing, this yellow color. Is that tied in with being a musician? Because music being emotion?
Not necessarily. But it can enhance that, yes.
Oh, that's incredible. And what family does my wife belong to?
And your impression?
Oh, I would say, what is the color the family has a green color?
Elda, you are correct.
I am correct. Oh! Okay, I'm correct about that. Their color is green. And also, Elise, do I have any focus as known musicians?
Yes.
Give me a name, please.
I will encourage you to investigate.
Well, I've done a hunch on that, but I cannot ever nail it down.
It is an avenue in which you can practice trusting yourself by allowing
yourself. It sounds so absurd, this name that I've had in my mind for years, and it's ridiculous. I do have a focus as a famous musician.
Yes. And what is your impression?
No, I can't say it. I refuse to say it. I wish you would say it, but I refuse to say it, Elise.
And why would you refuse to express
it? Because it's ridiculous. It's like people walking around claiming they're Jesus. Do you understand? It's so far-fetched that I just can't say it.
Ah, but perhaps you may be an observing essence, and there are thousands of essences that are observing of Jesus.
Right, but okay, I get that right there. That makes sense right there. But do you refuse to tell me who his focus is?
Quite so, for it is for you to express that. If you are interpreting this much difficulty in expressing a name and an association, this once again is a very strong discounting of yourself.
Of myself, yeah. Okay, well, I can switch from that question right there. I'll go off that question right there.
Very well.
Am I taking too much of your time?
No, not yet.
Okay. And my mother, what was her essence family?
And your impression?
I got a hunch she might be green also. Noah?
That would be her alignment.
Her alignment. So there was a connection with the green, with the Ilda or what?
Yes, you are correct.
That's my wife and my mother are both connected to the green right there.
I am understanding.
Okay. And Elias, my father, he passed when I was a young child. Can you tell me something about my father?
In what capacity?
About my dad. What was my father's orientation?
Common.
He was common, right? Okay. He was common. And we can let that one go right there. I'll just let that one go right there. About my dad right there. Okay, I want to sum this up right there because I really don't want to hold you too long, but you amaze me. This is so amazing. The stuff that you tell me, I've got sweaty hands. I knew my wife was soft. I knew she was, and you said soft. But I knew, but see, I was just thinking, is he going to say soft? Is he going to say soft? And you said soft.
I believe you,
1,000,000%.
This is another expression that you can acknowledge yourself with, my friend. Another accomplishment.
Yeah.
Become familiar with acknowledging yourself when you accomplish and when you are successful, regardless of what it is.
Okay.
Express
can
to
you
yourself.
My phone is starting to sing a little bit. I'm on the cell phone now. The battery might be going down.
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, is there anything else that you think I should know now? Because we've been going for quite a while, and is there any other information you can offer me, particularly about this money thing? What mental stance do I take to start attracting money?
Remember all that I expressed to you. Remember the word energy, and Remember to begin now, this day, acknowledging yourself and paying attention to your energy and creating an energy in whatever you do of acknowledging and satisfaction.
Okay. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have one last question for a gentleman on the forum. He calls himself Infinite Minds.
Very well.
On the forum, he's a very nice guy. I would like to find out what his essence family is.
And the impression.
Oh, this is a tough one right there. This is a tough one. This is a tough one. Is it possible that his color is orange?
That would be the alignment, Gramada.
Okay, so I was good on that one right there, huh?
Yes.
Okay, and what family is the orange? What family's family?
Gramada is the alignment that would be associated with the orange. And the family belonging would be Borladim.
Borodine, okay. Elias, I'm losing my battery. The battery's going out on me. Can you tell me how many focuses I have right now in this dimension?
In this dimension or in this time framework?
In this time frame.
In this present time framework, you incorporate five.
Five? That's not very many, is it?
That is in this time framework. In this dimension, you incorporate 1,642.
1,642?
Yes.
And am I a final focus? I got a hunch that I might be a final focus.
No.
No, I'm not a final focus. I'll be done on that right there. Okay. I think I'm going to have to let you go because my battery is down on my charger.
Yep.
My cell phone.
Very well. I shall be anticipating...
Wait a minute. I got you back again, Elias. I had the phone at the wrong position in my ear. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
That is acceptable. But I would also...
You just tell me that if it's too long, it's too long, because this is so marvelous. The stuff that I'm hearing is so marvelous. I'm elated right now. I'm in a totally different frame of mind than I was in for a long, long time.
Congratulations. I will express to you that in compliance with Michael's choice of limitation of time, in relation to one of your hours, that...
Okay.
We will discontinue. But I shall be anticipating our next meeting, and be assured that I will be present with you and offering you encouraging energy.
Okay, Elias, one last question, real quick, okay?
Yes.
This is a crystal ball question. Are things going to get better for me?
That is dependent upon you.
Dependent on me?
Yes.
Okay, I'll leave it at that. Well, I want them to get better. Okay, I thank you a million times right there. I'll do another session with you in the near future, I hope.
Very well, my friend. I shall be present with you, and I express tremendous appreciation to you.
You don't know how what this has done for my life. And by the way, today's Independence Day in America, the day of freedom. And so this means an awful lot to me. This is probably the most important day of my life. And so I thank you a million, Elias, and you're wonderful. And then we'll talk again, okay?
Very well, my dear friend. To your independence.
Okay.
Au revoir.
Pardon me? I can't hear you anymore. I have to say goodbye because the phone battery's going out, okay? Okay.